Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're online all the time at npr.org. And you know, there are lots of components to a full news diet.
Yes.
You know, you have...
It's like a meal.
It's like a meal. You got
like
your meats.
Pyramid, yeah.
You got your carbohydrates. You got your veggies.
Sure,
you got your
desserts. Definitely some dessert.
So I like to think of this next segment as a French fry. Because
okay.
It's
pomfret.
Kind of... serious, like it's part of the real stuff that you need, carbs.
Yeah, sure.
But it's also fried, so it's kind of like dessert.
Right.
To me.
And if you do it too much, it'll kill you.
Yeah, we call it the ramble. I promise you won't die.
Just don't listen to them all in a row, and you'll be safe. Yeah. Like in all things, what do you
moderation.
Call it?
Moderation.
Moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of in an immoderate school district, or the stance they've taken based on a trend, in Portland, Oregon, a high school is cracking down on a new fashion trend involving eyebrows. Some students are taking a cue from hip-hop star Soulja Boy and shaving vertical lines into their brows. But school officials at Centennial High say the eyebrow dues are gang symbols, and they're ordering students to shave them off or don't come back.
But are they gang symbols?
It doesn't matter. They're perceived as gang symbols. Apparently, local police have advised the school that the eyebrow marks are popular with gangs, but a police spokesman says they don't tell the schools what to do with that information. Hey, you do what you want. Four students have been sent home. One has returned with a bandage covering the shaved brow. One of the kids, a 17-year-old, tells the Associated Press he's not in a gang. He says he shaved one vertical line down his brow to look cool and impress girls.
That always
wrong
wins me.
And wrong.
Okay, so Facebook, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, he's a youngish kind of guy, 23-year-old founder of Facebook. Well, the company is now looking to hire some more grown-ups. This is according to a story in Forbes. The fast-growing social networking site is bringing in some veteran internet-savvy folks to help this company, which has really exploded, navigate successfully through all this massive growth.
Right.
And Zuckerberg says he wants some experience on his executive team to help him avoid some of the mistakes he's made.
People who remember Star Wars when it was in theaters the first time.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's like us.
Yep.
We grown-ups. So some members and privacy groups were not so happy over that Beacon application that made personal data available to advertisers. That's one misstep.
They're blaming the kids on that?
Mm.
Yeah, old people would never do that.
Yeah, never.
Never
they
sell
don't
your
make
personal
any
information.
Yeah. Zuckerberg has now hired former Google VP Sheryl Sandberg. She's a big name, to help define a long-term business strategy for advertising and revenue building, and he's lured some other heavyweight pros away from Google as well. So good luck to you, Mark.
Yeah. Good luck not turning that thing into MySpace, right? A two-story inflatable pig has gone missing and its owners want it back badly.
Come on.
The Coachella Music and Arts Festival is offering $10,000 in 4 festival tickets for life to whomever returns the pig. The pig made its appearance during a performance by Roger Waters at the Indio City, California-based festival last weekend. The giant inflatable graffiti-scrawled pig broke loose from its tethers and floated into the desert sky as Waters played Pigs from Pink Floyd's 1977's Animals. The music news site NME.com reports that the pig was last seen carrying messages on its back, such as, "Don't be led to the slaughter," and what looked like a ballot box with a check next to the name Obama. Good thing that they were very detailed about what the pig was wearing, because you know, you have to know it's the right giant inflatable pig.
There's so many. I need something
you'd
to
have
distinguish
to,
them.
Oh, that's the pig with the messages. The Obama theme continued onto the set. While the pig floated off, thousands of pro-Obama flyers came down from the sky. But that move has angered some neighbors who found their lawn sprinkled with pro-Obama confetti. And I'm sure one guy who had a giant pig on the front lawn. Oh my gosh, all I could say is, if you have a big pig, you get some tickets for life. I mean, that's incentive. Trade in your pig. It's like a guns for cash program.
Yeah,
pigs for ticks.
It's just like that. Okay, we are going to switch gears. The next Ramble story is a little more serious. This is about A father of a soldier has posted a video on YouTube showing these really decrepit conditions that his son was living in after he got home from a war zone. Mm. So the video shows broken down, moldy conditions at a Fort Bragg barracks in North Carolina. And this is where soldiers were coming back from Afghanistan. They were being stationed in these places. This is supposed to be nice. This is coming home. But it really does not appear to be that way. In a CNN story, the dad, whose name is Ed Frawley, said the building should be condemned. He called the conditions there disgusting and embarrassing. And he said, quote, "It makes me mad as hell." Frawley says lead paint is chipping, ceiling tiles are missing, toilets are overflowing. A broken drain pipe allows sewer gas into the building. Another broken pipe has tissue stuffed into it, apparently to keep the sewer gas from coming in. Sounds like a major debacle. Major Tom Earnhardt, a spokesman for the 82nd Airborne, said in a written statement, "The conditions depicted in Mr. Frawley's video are appalling and unacceptable, and we are addressing the concerns that he has expressed." Major Earnhardt also says that Fort Bragg has a massive construction project underway to create housing, but it's a little behind schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, folks. That's Ramble. These stories and more, always on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.